Everything the Border.
Lou and Matt.
On the Border's 105.7 Triple M.
A good, fun, busy morning this morning for us, Matt. And something that, even though we hear the information every week and we've heard it, the same information for a while, it was again really heartening to hear that Albury-Wodonga has zero cases of COVID on the border.
Yeah, in fact, that deserves another round of applause, doesn't it?
As we 60 always days without it.
You're going to hear our chat with Lisa Bridges from Albury-Wodonga Health and also reiterating the importance of getting tested. Everybody get tested because that's the way that Daniel Andrews reckons he's going to base reducing restrictions is on that testing. How about the tips from Wayne Schwoss, Lou, on Are You OK Day?
Yeah, some really good tips just for helping yourself to get through difficulties. Because, look, let's face it, even if you are able to maybe go to work or, you know, do some of your everyday life things, all of us have had our lives turned upside down by COVID, everyone the world over. So I think it's just good advice to remind ourselves on how to feel a bit better about things.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, we've been talking to Swatter for years now, and it started actually, before I started here 5 years ago, that you first had a year with him when you were with somebody else. And it was just about footy because he's a footy champ and he'd do the footy tipping. But it's become so much more than that because we're so lucky. He is genuinely at the forefront of mental health. So any time there's anything related to a topic that's obviously impacts so many people, we go straight to Swatter, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's always been so open and honest about his own struggles with mental health, right from his playing days onwards. So, yeah, he's just the person to talk to.
But I tell you what I was most excited about, Lou, and that was talking to Shane A. Bassett, our movie critic, about this Bill and Ted Face the Music.
A song created by Preston Logan, performed tonight, will save reality as we know it.
Dude, you better write that song now.
Or why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
And take it from ourselves!
Except, won't that be stealing?
Cheers! How is that stealing if we're stealing it from ourselves, dude?
Yeah. Now, Lou.
That gave me little excited butterflies hearing that.
Keanu was born in September 1964.
Yeah, so he's a little bit younger than me.
When were you born? Just a couple of months.
May 1964.
And he's rocking out doing that. You should do something in the exact same way you did it in 1991. What were you doing in 1991?
Oh, God, I can't even remember what I was doing in 1991.
All right.
He's got people for that. Keanu's got people to take care of that. I don't have any people to take care of my memory.
You just got a wardrobe with potentially some really old clothes in it.
Maybe.
Would you have a piece of clothing from 1991?
Leave it with me.
All right. Yeah, see if you can find. I tell you what, we kick off, though, with something really awesome. A great piece of music that you probably haven't heard before from a great three-piece Aussie band. Enjoy. The music from the home front, if you remember on Anzac Day, that was that awesome concert that featured so many of a great Australian and New Zealand acts as well, like Barnsley, Ian Moss, Diesel, Crowded House, Tones and I, Missy Higgins, Vance Joy, James Rain, Delta Goodrum, Mark Seymour, Kate Sobrano.
Everyone.
And a band called DMAs. And they did an amazing version. They were all covering each other's material and songs and stuff. It was amazing. They did an incredible version of Better Be Home Soon. We talked to Johnny Took, who's a guitarist, yesterday. You're going to hear our chat with him after we hear this song. This is a beautiful, beautiful rendition of this song.
It is lovely.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on. Pushing me aside, so you stretch on forever. And I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell you.
I told you you'd love it. DMAs, their cover of Better Be Home Soon from Music from the Home Front on Anzac Day, that incredible concert that featured the cream of the crop of Australian and New Zealand talent and 100% of the profits going to Support Act, Australia's only charity delivering crisis relief to artists, crew and music workers. And it's out on vinyl, exclusive vinyl at all good record stores. Lou, old school.
Absolutely. We started off by asking guitarist Johnny how they came to record the Crowded House classic.
DMA's working with IU and Mushroom. We've always been good friends with Michael Gudinski, and he's been a good supporter of ours. And obviously him chucking on such an amazing experience is pretty cool. But we were kind of quite last minute, so we just kind of picked a song that was like really special to us and our kind of for all of our childhoods, which was cool. But I guess we recorded it in that kind of isolation kind of style video. So I was up at the Grove working on a record, and Tommy and Mason were in Sydney. So yeah, and then we just pieced it all together. But it happened super quick. But the response was quite remarkable, which was cool.
Being involved in something so big that wasn't live must have been different, because you've come off the back of supporting Liam Gallagher at the end of last year on his UK and Ireland tour to then suddenly doing something that's so different.
Well, it's just crazy with all industries and COVID, people have had to adapt, and you know, the music industry has obviously been hit super hard as well, and so I guess everyone's just trying to stay creative. So we're getting quite good at doing these isolated videos. Managed to stream our last show in London, which was at the Brixton Academy, which we sold out, which was 5,000 people, and so we were able to give that to people. And so I guess everyone's just trying to keep creative and keep the fans entertained, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing that's very creatively done is the vinyl edition of Music from the Home Front, because it's three records and they're coloured records as well, beautifully packaged, and it's available now. Now, I'm guessing, Johnny, that you would be a record aficionado. Like, you would be the kind of person that would enjoy vinyl.
I do enjoy vinyl a lot. But to be honest, my own personal... I've kind of melded mine, because I haven't had a record player for years now, so mine's kind of joined into my dad's record collection. So it's on my list to buy a new vinyl player.
Yeah, because it's a real different sound. There's no doubt about it. Those of us that grew up with vinyl, it is completely different and quite a more organic sound, I guess.
Yeah, it's a road. It's an expensive road to go down. But it's a lot of fun, and I think if you're a music lover, it's worth it.
Yeah, and 100% of the profits from Music from the Home Front going to Support Act as well, because basically, as you were saying, Johnny, there's so many artists and creative people who can't do what they love in the way that they've been doing it for years and years.
That's right, but not even just the artists, but, like, you know, all our friends,
the crew
that make it, and, like, these shows wouldn't happen unless, you know, these people were involved. And, you know, you're spending, you know, 9 months of the year on the road with these people, and, you know, they're some of your best friends. And it's some pretty heartbreaking stuff.
Yeah, you're so right. But creatives can't be held down, and it's great to see that yourselves and so many other artists are doing great things even during isolation. Thanks for chatting with us, Johnny. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. Anytime.
That's Johnny, the guitarist from DMAs, that did that amazing version of Better Be Home Soon for Music from the Home Front. They've also got a brand new album called The Glow. So check that out as well. Great Aussie three-piece band. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.
We do it every Thursday, get an update from Albury Wodonga Health, just to see how we're going as far as COVID cases goes. And it's been all positive news for let's find out how many days so far with Lisa Bridges from Albury Wodonga Health. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, give us the numbers for this week.
Yes, sure, Lou. So today we've still got no active cases across our region, which is great news for our community. And today we're celebrating 60 days since
our active case. Wow. I was going to say, it must be nearly 60 days, and it is today, so that's fantastic. 2 months,
yeah.
Basically.
Yes, it's been great for our community, which is really good news.
It is phenomenal. Now, I heard Daniel Andrews yesterday saying that they may fast track the roadmap to COVID normality for northeast Victoria. Lisa, would you be, I mean, obviously, north side of the border, we're COVID normal as such here, and then south side of the border, it's very different. Would you personally be comfortable if our bubble, our zone, our region had the same COVID normal rules?
Yes, Matt, you know, as we've seen with any easing of restrictions, you know, there's always that risk of, you know, outbreaks and things. But I think, you know, on either side of the border, we've got to be sort of mindful regardless of where we live. If we've got symptoms, you know, we need to come forward and get tested. So, but yeah, the easing of restrictions is going to be quite challenging across Victoria. So, but yeah, it's a little bit tricky when, depending on which side we work on and which side we live on, you know, with the challenges of the, you know, stage three restrictions along with the border closures.
Yeah, so Lisa, I guess it's that whole, you know, the fact that we're literally one place, but we've got the two sets of rules. There's been a lot of talk of contact tracing over the last couple of days, and it's interesting for us to find out, being on the border, Albury-Wodonga Health, where do you get your contact tracing information from? Do you get it from New South Wales or do you get it from Victoria?
So locally here, Lou, it actually depends on which side, you know, the infectious disease has occurred. So if it's occurred on the Victorian side, it's, you know, done through the Department of Health. Or if it's on the New South Wales side, it's through Murrumbidgee and the local public health unit there in Albury. But now you've probably heard about our local contact tracing teams. So I've actually just stood one up in the last couple of weeks here at Albury-Wodonga Health, which, again, if it happens on the Victorian side, we'll be able to get onto it really quickly. And just having that local knowledge of our region and our area, we'll be able to get on top of the outbreak really quickly, which will be in partnership with the Department of Health, which is really good news for our community again.
Yeah, because didn't they say that that was one of the key reasons why New South Wales was better, that they had localised teams and better kind of local knowledge rather than a centralised system? Is that roughly what was going on?
Yeah, everything's sort of centrally done from Melbourne, but now with this new establishment of the regional contact tracing teams, it will just really bolster the response to COVID, but also other outbreaks that might be occurring as well, which, you know, is really sort of good news just to strengthen, you know, our response for COVID moving forward, which is really good news.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, if anyone's experiencing any of those cold and flu-like symptoms and they need to book in for a test, what's the number for them to call?
Yeah, so Lou, our number here at the hospital is 60584444, and please, doesn't matter how mild your symptoms are, we really encourage you to come forward because we really need to make sure our community are getting tested so we can get on top of those outbreaks if they were to occur in our region really quickly.
Yeah, and Daniel Andrews said that's a key to loosening restrictions in testing numbers. So, yeah, get on to it, get tested. Lisa Bridges from Albury-Wodonga Health, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Matt and Lou. See you next week.
Pretty important day for mental health today. It's World Suicide Prevention Day and nationally Are You OK Day, a day of action where we should all ask each other if we're doing OK. Now, we talked to footy champ Wayne Schwoss yesterday. He's at the forefront of mental health and suicide prevention with his Pucker Up website. And we said we'd replay, Lou, the tips that he gave us probably about 6 weeks ago now, if we're not feeling on top of things, if we are feeling down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just started off by asking Swatter if he had some tips, some things that we could easily implement to make ourselves feel better.
Number one, we have no control over COVID. So if we resist it, if we fight against it, if we push back against it, that will have a negative impact. So my number one bit of advice at the moment, as hard and as challenging as this is individually and as families and communities, accept it.
Yeah.
Once we learn to accept it, we can start to think about what else we can do. But if we're pushing against it or resisting it, we're investing unnecessary energy into a fight that we won't win right now. So that's number one. Number two, what are your sleep patterns like? Are you prioritizing your sleep? Are you getting enough rest during the night to allow yourself just to relax, to get some restorative practice? And if you're not, what can you do? Go to bed earlier. If you're drinking during the course of an evening, and I'm not judging people, think about, can you reduce your amount of alcohol that you can take? Or can you have a period of no alcohol? Because the reality is, alcohol is a depressant, it lowers your mood, and it interrupts your ability to get sleep.
Yep.
What's your diet like? If you eat and drink poorly, you will feel poorly. Think about what you're eating. And if your diet's poor, that's okay. Start making small, positive, incremental changes over the period of a couple of weeks. Swap a poor food choice out with a good food choice. Because if we eat well, we will feel well. And when I talk about diet, I'm not just talking about food and beverages. What are you consuming by what you watch, read, and listen to?
Gotcha. Oh, so true.
I shut my Twitter account down earlier this year, 25,500 followers, closed it because it's negative. It's not good for my mental health. What are we consuming with regards to media and content? Think about that.
Yep.
Are we exercising? If you're not, get out and walk 15 minutes a day, every day for a week, and notice the difference. It's so good for us physiologically. It's good for us physically, but it is most importantly so good for us mentally and emotionally. The other things that I would encourage people to do is communicate with the key people in your life. Whether it's good, it's not so good, talk to people about what you're feeling and what you're thinking. Don't do this on your own because you don't have to. And the other thing, and I'm incredibly big on this, and I'm a 51-year-old male, I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a business owner. And I want to say this to the men who are listening, because I think women have a greater capacity of doing this. Don't be afraid to show and receive love. Our sense of connection is fundamentally important to all of us, but especially during difficult times when we feel connected with our family and our close friends and our colleagues, and we're not afraid of showing love and receiving love. It's really healthy and it has a positive impact on our mental health and emotional well-being.
Oh.
They are the things that I would encourage people to start to implement if they haven't already started doing it.
Isn't that great advice? Time to go to the movies.
At the movies.
Yes, and I've been looking forward to this for ages because it's more than 10 years in the making, Lou. The brand new Bill and Ted movie. Shane A joins us. Shane A, what is this one called? Good morning.
Good morning there, Matt and Lou. Bill and Ted Face the Music. And as you say, this has been in the works for about a decade and 29 years since we last saw Bill and Ted on the big screen in Bogus Journey.
All right, well, let's have a listen to a little bit of the trailer. It's hard to know what's going on, but it is a Bill and Ted movie after all, as long as they play that air guitar with the ding ding ding. All right, here we go.
A song created by Preston Logan, performed tonight, will save reality as we know it.
Oh, dude, we better write that song
now.
Or why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
And take it from ourselves.
Except, won't that be stealing?
Cheers!
How is that stealing if we're stealing it from ourselves, dude?
It's got a good point, Luke.
I just love their voices. I love it. Shane, it's just brilliant.
Well, it's great to see Keanu Reeves doing a bit of comedy too, because he doesn't really do that a lot these days. And reuniting with Alex Winter to play Bill and Ted again, they obviously are friends off screen as well as on screen, because the chemistry just works and it's very funny. It's entertaining. And I went into it thinking, I wasn't really sure what to expect. Did we need another sequel after 29 years?
Yeah.
I'm so sure. I mean, I like some movies that, you know, years later they have like a reboot or a remake and it's not quite the same. Well, I can safely say that even if you're a fan of the first ones or not, you're going to get something out of it.
Yes.
Very entertaining.
And he's definitely not playing John Wick. Can tell you that much, Keanu Reeves.
That's kind of like another franchise that just he fell into, and obviously it's very popular as well. But
he's so good in that, yeah.
Very, very different. So what would you give that? If you were going to give that a rating for Bill and Ted Aficionados, what would you give it, Shane?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's very funny. It references the previous films, and it also has Samara Weaving in it, who's an Australian actress and the niece of Hugo Weaving. So that's a bonus.
Cool.
I'm going to give it, out of 10, a 7.
Oh, right. That's solid. Nice.
Now, just quickly, for 1 week only, Empire Strikes Back. Now, what, Shane?
Well, talk about anniversaries. This is the 40th anniversary. 1980, The Empire Strikes Back was originally released, and for 1 week only at the Regent. You can see it on the big screen. I mean, how good? Just a classic anyway, and it's referred to as possibly the best Star Wars film by many. The Empire Strikes Back, classic film.
This is when Darth Vader is walking. Remember, this is where this... There it is.
That's his Imperial March.
That's it.
The one.
brilliant. Shane A., always a pleasure to chat with you. Some great movies to look forward to, but none more so than Bill and Ted, I don't think. Just, you know, personally. Thanks, Shane A.
All I can say is party on, dude.
Excellent.
And may the force be with you. It kind of works. It's Lou Mads, Triple M.